Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw and resolve itself into a dew, or that the everlasting had not fixed his cannon gainst self-slaughter. Oh, God, God! How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fie on thee, fie, fie, 'tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely. That it should come to this, but 2 months dead, nay, not so much, not two, so excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satire, so loving to my mother that he might not beteem the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember why she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet within a month, let me not think on frailty, thy name is woman, a little month, or ere those shoes were old with which he followed my poor father's body like Niobe, all tears. Why, she, even she, oh God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married with mine uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I to Hercules, within a month. Yet the salt of most unrighteous tears had left the flushing in her galled eyes. She married. Oh, most wicked speed, to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot, come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue.
And that was Ophie Kell doing a monologue from Hamlet, by Hamlet. Garnett.
Oh, it's me to go first. Okay.
Yes, it's your turn first.
I think that she's actually British, is she?
Oh, yes, she is. She is a genuine British person.
I liked that. Okay, so, I liked the fact that you kept your accent. There were, maybe one or two phrasing things I didn't really like. Instead of saying like Niobe all tears, you said like Niobe all tears, which made it into, it was like weird. It made it sound like there was like an adjective there and there wasn't. But apart from that, I quite liked this review actually. I thought that it was pretty strong emotionally. It was I think you placed yourself in the role of a man quite well. And I got the message of it really well. Now, I've never seen Hamlet. This is one of the ones I've never actually seen. But I know the plot of it, and I thought that it was quite well delivered. I don't have a lot to say. I'm kind of rambling because I'm not a villain at the time. But it was good. It wasn't all just constantly angry. It had, stronger emotional bits and lulls and things like that. And it was just, it was good. I thought it was well delivered.
Cool. Okay. Well, Ophikel, when you said in your email that you were going to be gender bending, for some reason I was thinking you were going to do this in a manly voice. I don't know why. I was thinking, oh, she's going to do Hamlet as if, he were a girl, but I mean, that's, no problem. Just, I was I was expecting one thing from the get-go, so it's like, then I was like, oh, wait, okay, it's just, normal. But anyway, yes, let's see, on to the critique part-ish. Okay, there were parts I liked and parts I didn't like. I thought your emotional transitions felt a bit rushed at times. Like one that sticks out in my mind is where you, the part where you, he, it, well, the, let me not think on frailty, thy name is woman, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That, it just seemed to all kind of run together and kind of got lost in there. There were some other parts like that. But overall, I did like this, though, overall. I love the ending. There was just something, I don't know, heavy about those last lines. And it was just, very, very strong.
Yeah, I forgot to say that. I really liked that. She said it so bitter when she said it. Like, I must hold my tongue. It was just, it was good. I like that.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, in this, you know, Hamlet finds out his mom's married his uncle, you know, like after her husband's been dead for not even 2 months, you know, and he's like, you know, mm-hmm. and he's like, but I can't say anything. I can't do anything about it. So, but yeah, anyway, but anyway, yeah, but I'm so rambly right now. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But yes. So good job. Okay. Yeah. Right. And, yes. Yes, which fun fact, her real name is actually Ophelia.
She's doing
Hamlet. Oh well, kind of, you know, because Ophelia is a character from Hamlet. Mm-hmm, you know, I think the Cal part has something to do with her cat.
Oh, okay.
So she could find herself and her cat.
She should, and Ophelia. And
she, she's a furry. She,
oh boy,
Miguel's a furry. Okay, so all right, so yay. Now we are going to go on to our next persona, Green Girl.
Okay.
My Lord of Suffolk, say, is this the guise? Is this the fashions in the court of England? Is this the government of Britain's Isle, and this the royalty of Albion's king? What, shall King Henry be a pupil still under the surly Gloucester's governance? Am I a queen in title and in style, and must be made a subject to a duke? I tell thee, Paul, when in the city Tours thou ranst a tilt in honour of my love, and stolst away the ladies' hearts of France, I thought King Henry had resembled thee in courage, courtship, and proportion. But all his mind is bent to holiness, to number Ave Mares on his beads. His champions are the prophets and apostles, his weapons holy saws of sacred writ. His study is his tilt-yard, and his loves are brazen images of canonized saints. I would the College of the Cardinals would choose him Pope, and carry him to Rome, and set the triple crown upon his head. That were a state fit for his holiness.
That was Green Girl.
It was.
Yes. Yes. I guess you didn't know from when I said it before. It was Green Girl. Or was it? Maybe it was Russ again.
It was an imposter.
Yes. You're like, it'd be something if that actually was Russ, you know, doing his doing a girl as a girl.
I want to sync that the voice of Green Girl with Russ. And see, so it looks like it's Russ.
So, sorry. Green Girl is Russ.
Oh boy.
Yes. Or Russ is Green Girl. We've learned something new.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, she did a monologue from Henry the Sixth, I believe, part dos two, va. Yes. Yes. Random Polish.
And in English, two.
Two. Oh yeah.
Right, in British, should I say?
In British, two. Mm. Let's all be British and say British words, like
I don't, because it makes me sad when Americans try and speak in a British accent. Okay.
Anyway, let's see. I have to say I liked it. I did. sorry. sorry. Bleh. Now I've totally lost my train of thought here. Okay.
You liked it.
Yes, I did. I did like it. Green Girl. Girl who is green. Actually, I like the way you said proportion. I don't know why, I just did. yeah, this is another one that I haven't seen or heard, or so I'm not familiar with it. So I'm as far as how you portray the character, I mean, I can't tell if you were on the mark or completely off or whatnot, but it sounded like you were doing it right. I don't know, maybe. Yes, woohoo! There were parts that I thought could have been where it could have been stronger. I liked it overall, but there were parts that I felt could have just had more oomph to them. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's really important with Shakespeare because, you know, like, if you've never seen or heard it done before and you've never read it, then sometimes with, you know, the iambic pentameters, it's really hard to get the gist of what people are saying. And it's important to get, like, enough emotion across without overacting. So, yeah.
Yes.
Snippet in there.
Snippets. Yeah,
sorry,
but... oh, no, actually, it's your turn, so keep going.
Oh, well, okay. okay, Obi-Kal, you did a British...
Green Girl.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at my notes, and then because you both did, like... Obi-Kal was British, and you did a British accent, so I saw British and migrated towards it with my eyes. Anyway, okay, Green Girl. You did a British accent and then you went back into American by the end of your monologue, which didn't make me very happy. It made me quite sad. Not just because, like, just because in acting, just changing your accent is just bad. Like, think Russell Crowe and Robin Hood, because his accent was really bad. However, yours wasn't that bad. It was a restoration back into American. So, apart from that, I agree with Cassie. I felt like it could have been more powerful emotionally, because you're pretty pissed off. You're, you know, being made duke to someone you really don't want to be made duke to, and duchess to even. And if you're part of aristocracy, that's a pretty bad thing. So I would have liked that to have come across a bit more, but I think it was like a really good start. I thought it was quite well... dictated, apart from, you know, the change of the accents. So yeah. I don't really have much to add.
You see, I didn't know she was doing an accent.
Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't get that. I think, like, some people, when they're doing Shakespeare, sometimes they naturally, quote-unquote, naturally
maybe.
Go into that kind of...
Yeah, maybe she wasn't trying to do a British accent, but because she was really pushing her diction at the beginning of it, and then she relaxed that as it went along, it seemed like it went back into American, because maybe it's just to me, I don't know, but it definitely seemed like there was a change in, you know, the clarity of her diction or her accent. I thought it was an accent, but...
well, you're certainly more British than I am, so maybe you could, like, pick up the attempts at Britishness better. Only slightly more
That's
British.
That's what we have established. Garnet is slightly more British than Cassie. Just slightly, not a lot. Okay. That's all I have to say.
Hey, I'm Polish. That's as close to being British as you can get.
Alrighty then.
All right. Okay, and our last submission of the evening is Jonathan von Mehring.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got a von in it.
Yes,
what it's a von. Name.
Yes.
It's a stage name right there.
It is. Maybe it's not, but it's von. Yeah.
No, you know what I mean. Like, it seems it's a
good
stage.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I was just thinking to myself, I wonder if that is his real name, because I don't know if it is or not.
It's an
you
epic
know.
Name.
It is epic. So you win points for having the most epic name on the show, Jonathan.
Oh boy.
Yes. You get epic points. Use them as you see fit. Okay, so yes, he is next, and so we're going to pull him up.
Now he's praying, and now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven, and so am I revenged. That would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do this same villain send to heaven. Oh, this is hire and salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad-blown as flush as may, and how his audit stands, who knows, save heaven. But in our circumstance and course of thought, 'tis heavy with him, and am I then revenged to take him in the purging of his soul when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No. Up, sword, and know thou a more horrid hint, when he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasure of his bed, at gaming, swearing, or about some act that has no relish of salvation in't, then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and that his soul may be damned and black as hell whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic but prolongs thy sickly days.
All right, and that was Jonathan Von Mehring. Doing, oh gosh, what was he doing? Sorry, I have my notes here. Doing a scene from Hamlet. Yes, we have another Hamlet here. So that's what he was doing. you are first, Garnet. So be first.
Be first. okay, Jonathan. I liked this a lot. I mean, I thought that it could have ended like stronger than it was. I kind of felt like I've never actually seen Hamlet, so I had to ask Cassie if like he exited the scene there or something. So we still haven't gleaned that information, but so I thought it could have ended a bit stronger. But whilst I thought that like it sounds really weird to give a mixing comment on this, but I felt that with the breathing and stuff, like, it was a bit full on in my ear. So maybe just step away from your mic when you do that as a random mixing note there. But I thought that your emotion was rather good. You definitely seemed vengeful and like you were going to kill somebody. So that sounds like a really lame point to make, but that's really good. Like, I definitely got that from you, and I thought that it was... again, well dictated. So I don't really have a lot to add, to be honest. Cassie?
Yes, it would be my turn. I love this. Yes. It might be some point out that I just found out recently that Mr. Mehring is 16, which I don't think he sounds
what?
16. Yes, he's 16.
No, he is not 16.
He is 16 years old. Wow. And the crazy thing is, he did, for his audition, he did King Lear as King Lear, you know, and he sounded old. I was thinking...
You sound old, Jonathan Von Mehring.
Yes. And I was thinking, like, that he was old. And then he's like, no, I'm 16. I'm like, what the?
Jeez.
So that is so awesome that you can sound like this, you know, which I think it's, you know, great. Because I think normally, you know, a 16-year-old, anyone wouldn't be able to do certain roles in real life. But, you know, through the wonders of voice acting online, you know, you can do anything. It doesn't matter what you look like.
Very true. Wasn't it? Yes. Very befitting of the part.
Yes. And so I love the way you did this, the emotion you put into it. Some parts some parts were like very rushed, which like I think like at first I was like, okay, like what is he talking about? But at the same time, it was like, you know, it felt like he was like just like so emotional, just like kind of like it was supposed to be meant to be rushed a bit. So it was kind of like a bit.
It was teetering rushed, but the emotion came across in those rushes.
Yeah. So it's like I'm thinking like, is it good that it was rushed or bad that it was rushed? I can't entirely really decide.
Was rushed and it had lost the emotion, then that wouldn't have been very good at all. But because
Yeah.
I think the Elvish bits, but they were still strong emotionally.
Yeah. I think it helped the emotion, actually, or the emotion helped it, or however, which way you want to look at it, you know. But, yes, I enjoyed this very, very much. Yay. Mm-hmm. I agree about the ending, you know, but, yeah, and that's yay. Good. You've done good.
I really want to say something, but I'm going to save it for after we've stopped recording.
Okay.
It's not for the ears of a 16-year-old.
Oh!
So it's really dirty now. That's not how I meant it! I'm not making a rude comment. Anyway.
Okay, so that was our last contestant. Yay! Well, yeah. So now we are going to do results-ish and declare a winner who we felt did the best over all of all the people that are here. So, and for those of you who maybe I already said this at the beginning that Blackjack left, but I was about to say, if you're wondering, we haven't done Blackjack's my longest because he's gone. But anyway, because we had a drop and whatnot, there actually won't be an elimination tonight. No one will be eliminated at all.
Yay!
So you are all safe to go on to the next round, which I will explain in due course. But first, we have to decide on a winner. Now, for the person who wins, right, there is a prize.
Ooh, oh, magic. Baby.
Yes. For you will have the option of submitting your submission prior to the deadline and getting a pre-show critique.
Oh, what does that mean? That they can, like, resubmit?
Yeah, pardon?
Does that mean that they can resubmit if they get a pre-show critique? So they can get this pre-show critique and then they go away and re-record it and send it in again? Or is that...
Yes.
Okay. Okay, just to be clear. I didn't know. I'm bad.
That's all right. That's all right. Yes. So that will be your prize. Think of it as getting extra rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so yay. So anyway, so yes, we have to do that. Time to announce the winner. Yay. That's the most enthusiastic yay ever.
Yay. Okay. Sorry, joy. It's like a flutter shot. Okay. Anyway.
All right. The winner for Brush Up Your Shakespeare round one is, I'm pretending to do a drum roll right now. Dun, no, you all can't dun, see me.
Dun.
Russ!
Yay, Russ.
Congratulations. Feel the happy. yes, so yay. For anyone if you're interested, second place was Jonathan von Mehring.
Yes, for both of us. Yeah,
for both of us. Yes, and there are people in the middle, and then people in the end. We're gonna say we did the top two. Also, going to reveal who the bottom two were. Which were Janie Gurley 07 and Temporary Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. I had Janie Gurley at 5th and Temp at 6th. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I had the reverse there, actually.
Okay.
Yes, so...
That kind of evens out.
It all kind of evens out. And, oh, what the hell, since Ophie Kell and Green Girl were in the middle, just so you know.
Yeah.
In case you forgot who they were, they're in there. So, Yes, so congratulations to Russ. Yay. And, I should probably say what they have to do next. Mm-hmm. Because that would help them to know what they're going to do.
Always helps to be told.
Always does, just a little itty-bitty bit. Okay, so next round is going to be opposites week. Yay! So basically, if for this round here, if you did a monologue from a tragedy, you will do one from a comedy. If you did one from a comedy, you will do one from a tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Simple, easy peasy.
Change it up right now.
Ooh, yes. So, take what critiques we have given you and apply them now to your next monologue. And, submit it, and we will critique it, or who knows, I don't know, if we're going to have Rochelle.
Oh, yes. I hope we have Rochelle.
Yes, Rochelle was supposed to be here with us, but
she had a power outage or internet outage or something.
She did, so.
Bad times.
She missed the awesome thick ranch dressing.
Yeah. I don't know if Rochelle likes ranch dressing. I don't know if she would have appreciated the metaphor or not. Oh, well.
Well, it's important to acting.
It is.
There's nothing important to acting than ranch dressing. Okay, so, stretching, excuse me. Let's see, what else am I doing? I should probably close the show in some kind of way. I just leave it open-ended, like end it with, oh, and by the way, and then that's it. To be like, why did it end suddenly? Audrey and I had started this, we had planned to do a sort of talk segment on acting tips and whatnot, and if people had any questions like regarding Shakespeare, regarding stuff in general, but as it turns out, I didn't plan anything. We've talked. Well, we've talked about stuff in the show.
Yeah, so. I don't think it's necessary at the minute.
Be something for the future, or no, who knows, maybe just turn it into its own thing, so
maybe you could do a podcast with Audrey.
Yes, podcasty. Ooh. Okay, okay, so anyway, so yes, that is the end. Doodly doodly do.
See you next week on Brush Up Your Shakespeare.
Yes. Ooh, he said it's so Britishy.
Oh boy. Good night.
Okay. So yes.
Do you want to say good night, or do you want me to end it there?
Fine. I'll say good night. Good night.
Good night. Shop your Shakespeare.